Blog Talk Radio.
About to slip into smooth, slip into peace, man, for real. I'm about to take you there right now. Yeah, you're listening to Girl of Soul Radio, and I'm your host, Lee. Bassezilla is here, and I'm about to walk this bass all the way into my next jam. Yeah, man. Solid. So let your mind just flow with me right now. Come on, go with me right now, man. This is all holistic. This is all soulistic music right here. You can vibe with this one. Yeah. On the strength, y'all. Come on.
Today is Thursday, September 9th, featuring Lee Alston of Gullo Soul Music. You like jamming to that? It's so soulful, so smooth. Well, that's the type of man he is, a soulful, smooth man out of Freeport, Texas. And you're listening to Bassezilla, as he said. Welcome to Gullo Soul Music, listeners, as I am your host, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Alco Design. Broadcasting to you worldwide, my website is www.anaisevalcour.com. Thanks to all of you tuning in and supporting Lee, and you can do that by hitting that follow button from your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/Lee, L-E-E, Alston, A-L-S-T-O-N, and that's number one music. You're in for another great night as we dig in and sample what's in the crate from the Gullo Soul Vault. We're going to talk about the man behind the music, Lee Alston, who has some 30 years in the music business and has some mellow music. Yes, I said mellow music for all the Gullo Soul music, new and old listeners. So let's get situated for the evening and prepare your mind for an hour of chillaxing of these soulful tunes. You can invite your friends to tune in as well and learn about the Gullo Soul music. If you want to shout out to Lee, the number is 516-418-5857. And even though this is for your listening pleasure, you can always go to n1m.com/Lee Alston to check out, listen to, and download all of his music. Man, when you go to that dashboard, you're going to be amazed at how many listens, plays, tune-ins. Why don't you do that one day? Just go and listen on n1m.com/Lee Alston. I mean, I was on there earlier, and that was up to 990, and that was earlier during the day. That's how many plays he's had on his music. So you guys, you're in for a real treat. But we'd rather have you listen live, right here from the vault, and we're going to have some easy music, we're going to have some mellow music, we're going to just have some heart-wrenching music, we're going to have some good music. So just stay tuned and sit back, relax, and listen to some Gullah Soul music.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yes, sir. Lee Alston, all the way out of Freeport, Texas. What you doing today, boy? Boy?
Yeah, man. It's Thursday night. Boy, yeah, man. It's Thursday night. We doing it on a Thursday, huh? Yeah, man. I want to say hello to everybody out there tonight. Yeah, man. I'm ready for tonight's show, man. And, you know, I'm hoping everybody out there worldwide listening to this broadcast live, I hope everybody's doing well. You know, to all my folks down there, Southeast Georgia down there, man, root country from where I'm from, man, Southeast GA. Hey, y'all, what's going on? Hope everybody's doing good down there. All my awesome family all over the world, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arizona, all of y'all out there, man. I want to say what's going on. Hope everybody's doing good. Everybody, Italy, France, Portugal, Germany, Africa, Australia, UK, Canada, US, worldwide. Thank y'all for blowing up numberonemusic.com, man. I mean, for y'all going there playing this music. I want to thank y'all for your emails. They're very encouraging. Keep them coming, man. I love to hear from y'all. I want to thank all of y'all for going to numberonemusic.com, subscribers, fans, supporters, for your downloads, your shares, your purchases. I really appreciate it. Appreciate y'all. Much love, man. Miss Inez back with me tonight.
Hello.
Man. My co-host, one of the greatest producers in the game right now. Yeah, man. Man, we're ready to do this show tonight. I hope everybody is good. Man, y'all sit tight, man. We got a lot of good music for y'all. Yeah, man, we're just glad y'all hanging out with us on tonight. Yeah, man, for real.
Yes. We're going to talk about the man tonight behind the Gullah Soul music and, you know, how it got started. And that's, like I said earlier, 30 years in the business, in the music business. I mean, some people didn't even make it to 5 years, but this man has been 30 years. He is very, very, very talented. And so we're going to find out who he is and how he got started. And if you don't, and if you know the man, yes, aunties and uncles, call him up, tell him what you want.
Yeah, man.
At 516-418-5857. If you know him, call him and just say, hey, you know, we support you, we love you. You know, nothing that deep. You know, you don't have to go into long, drawn-out conversations because we're here to hear the music and not to hear y'all tip-tap. So, you know, we're going to keep it light and low. But if some of you know, this who's joining us for the first time, you're going to hear some good music, and you just don't know what you tuned into, but you're going to learn today. And so the first song that I like is My Soul is Calling, and that's, you just have to listen to it, but, and as I always ask him, what makes him come up with these songs and titles? Well, once you listen to the song and understand the title, you know exactly where he's coming from. So My Soul is Calling, what is that about, Lee?
Oh, yeah, My Soul is Calling. You know, it was I produced this for a friend of mine, KB Free. Of course, he's no longer here with us, but, you know, it was, I feel it was my responsibility to keep his legacy alive, you know what I'm saying? So My Soul is Calling is basically a song that he asked me to produce for him and with him.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically getting to a place where you begin to cry out to God. You begin to call on the name of the Lord, you know. And so, you know, there's no other name but Jesus that can have that much power to bring us from where we are. Whatever dark place you're in, It doesn't matter, man. There's power in the name of Jesus. And so when we get to a place where my soul is calling, man, that's a deep place right there. So that's what this song is about, man. So hopefully y'all be encouraged when I hear this song. And this is one of my classic jams right here. I call this one of my classics right here, man. I really love this song.
Okay.
And I really enjoy it doing it. Oh, yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, man. My soul is calling. Yeah.
Yeah, and another thing, you have to know the man. And he didn't start with God in his life. He's had some, you know, some dark days as well as we've had discussions.
Yeah.
With man, long time ago, I wouldn't be this nice as it was.
Man, I'm a changed man for real. I'll glory to God, man, because it's you know, I look at where I'm at now, and like I said, you know, these songs, many of these songs are testimonies, these songs actually is basically my life, you know, so life in words, life in songs, so. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. My soul cried out to him, man. I thank him for answering, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Man. Okay. So before we go to My Soul is Calling, I want to always acknowledge his wonderful wife, Miss Angie. And we're going to have a nice something a little bit later on from Miss Angie. So right now, My Soul is Calling, and we're going to have her say something after My Soul is Calling.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We also introducing the anointed melodic sounds of KB Free MOG. Yes, y'all, KB Free is on your radio dial. So for all of you bumping this jam in your ride, go ahead and turn it up and let everybody know that KB Free MOG is ready to minister the word of God. For those of you in your houses, go ahead and turn it up and let your neighbors know KB Free MOG is ready to minister the word of God. So everybody, get yourselves in a spirit of praise and worship to receive the word of God.
Can't you hear me calling? Catch me, I'm falling. I'm doing all that I can to hold on to you. Lord, I give my life. I put it all in your hands. Your wishes. My greatest command. You are so special to me in every way. I got to be in your company every day. Now I reach your word and I pray. Lord, come unto me. Not tomorrow, but today. It's calling for you. Don't you know my soul? I'm working hard every day, but I still find time for fasting. Jesus, I dedicate my whole life to you. Just want any man, just won't do. I need you to hold me very
so know what is the trouble. I know you're tired of pain and the struggle. He be there in the double. When you're worried about it, he's the one that you should call on. Fall on your knees at dawn and pray. Lift your eyes up to Jesus Christ and he'll make your day. I'm telling you this because I know from a young kid growing up, being brought up in church and God telling you what's up about this realness off in hill. When you're off in them streets, gone and pick up a Bible, then read that verse and listen to the preach.
So, hey y'all, this is Lee Austin taking your calls. Call a one, holler at your boy one time. Let me know what you think about this song.
Hey, this is Tiffany from New York. I think this song is off the hook.
Oh yeah, yeah, I feel you, Tiffany. Hey, call a two, holler at your boy one time. Let me know what's happening out there. What you think about this?
Yeah, this is your boy Ray Ray from H-Town. KB Free, you off the hook, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ray Ray. Hey man, I'm feeling you, bro. Hey, caller number three, holler at me.
Hi, this is Allison, and I'm from Philly. I think this boy is off the chain.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely feel you. I can definitely feel you on that. Caller number four, holler at me.
Yeah, man, this is your boy Kevin from California. I want you to know, KB3, you're going to the top, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can definitely believe that. I can definitely believe that. Hey, y'all, peace. We out, all right? Love you.
Yeah. Shout out to him. 516-418-5857. Caller number... Angie, how you doing, sweet pea?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got to give props to the wife. Y'all. You ladies, you can't have this man. He is taken.
That's right.
F-O-S-H-O, faux show. I don't know if that's go or not, but faux show. So hands off the merchandise.
Faux show.
His necklaces. And the food, that's it, but not him.
That's
how you doing, though?
I'm doing good.
Glad
I could tune in tonight with you all.
Well, me too. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and have you tuning in. So, you know, I heard we're going to be hearing from you in a different way a little bit later on. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And I heard the song, and I say, yes, ma'am. So I'm ready for it. I am so ready for it. Yes. But it's always a pleasure to be here and to have people tuning in. And like I say, if you want to talk to him, just give him a quick shout-out. It's 516-418-5857. And that's with Mr. Lee Olson and his lovely wife, Angie. And we also have another listener, Ms. Sinful, who's kind of my road dog, I guess, my road dogette, because she's just calling in and she just be hanging out and listening. So I appreciate anybody who just likes to tune in and listen. So thank you for them. This next song that I chose is I Believe in God. And it's like it says, if you got to believe in something, why not believe in me? So
that's right.
I know there's a female singing, but this man, I've got to tell you, he plays these instruments, y'all. Not just one, not just two, not just bass, not just strings, not just horns, not just percussion. Everything. E-R-apostrophe-T-H-A-N-G. Bang. Everything. So, I don't know how long it takes him to play a track, but he is amazing because of his longevity in the music business. So, give us the lowdown and the scoop on this song, Mr. Man.
Well, when I first saw Car Wash, I was a little fella back in the 70s. And, it was that porno there. They had the porno sisters, right? And so they came on with their song, You Gotta Believe in Something, Why Not? And, I was a little fella back in the day. But that always resonated with me with that part. I even bought the VHS and
soundtrack.
The DVD. So, the soundtrack. So it's like, what I did, I took and sampled just that part, and I added my own bass line on top. I added my guitar part. I added something else with it and made an arrangement around what they were doing. And I just looped it and kind of grooved with it and made it a reprise. And so, man, that little bit in that particular movie always resonated with me. So I figured one day I was going to be able to do that, so I did it. Yeah, that's how I do that there.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it's the show. So,
I do that there.
Yeah.
I do that there. Just joined us. We have Mr. Bless on the line, but how you do that there? It's just, if I could find just that part in that song, and but how you do that there? Yes, sir. So we're going to play this song, I Believe in God. If you got to believe in something, why not believe in me?
You might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Believe in something. Why not believe in me?
I'll be willing to try everything else. You can try it. It don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try him.
Drugs,
you know what I'm saying?
Alcohol,
so, man. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I'm not the only one. You know, we had to figure this thing out. And so, man, that's what I'm telling everybody out there, man. When you done tried this, you tried that, you tried a woman, you tried the man, you tried this, you tried that, Hey, man, just try Jesus and let him work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right.
So it's like we make that mistake of running to everything. Mm-hmm. We run into everybody instead of running to him. And so, that's basically what the song is about, you know. So, yeah, man, so just be encouraged out there, y'all. You know, when you tried everything else, it hadn't worked, try Jesus. Yeah, man, he's all right.
That's right. Let's see if we can make this song number one on the N1M.com top 1,000. Because if you believe in something, that's what we need today. We need to believe in something. Why not
in
God? Because, you know, he's a fixer.
That's right.
Heather Headley say, he's a heart fixer. He does everything.
Why mind regulator, all that. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Everything. You know, everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he is not going to hurt you, that's for sure. And he won't desert
you.
That's
right.
You can believe in him. I can believe in anything, you know. But, you know, go try him and see what happens. And you're going to be amazed. You're going to be like, wow, why did it took me so long? And me, he already said, hey, it's right there. It's right there, you know. Believe in something. And this next song if you believe in him, there's a wonderful change that happens. See, when I play these songs and come across these songs, I try to make a story out of them. And so that's
right,
what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm trying to do Lee's story. I may not have it in the order that he did them, but to me, it creates a storyline as to what happens and everything. And we have Wonderful Change, and the next two songs are talking about rain. The first one is Standing in Your Rain, and it's not the R-A-I-N, it's the R-E-I-G-N. It's the standing in your majesty, your
right.
omnipotence,
right.
standing all that.
That's
and
right.
the other one is Healing Rain, so which is like
right.
a downpour, which we've been having somewhere everywhere on the East Coast. So that's a healing rain. And so these next two songs, our next three songs, I'm going to say, I'll break in between so we can talk about them. But the first
yeah.
one is Wonderful Change, because, you know, if you believe in something, there's going to be a change, and it's going to be wonderful. Correct me
that's
if
right.
I'm wrong.
That's
everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody. So we're going to do a Wonderful Change, and then we're going to talk about the next two. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I was bound by a heavy burden, disgraced by guilt and shame. I've been touched by the hand of Jesus. I'll forever praise your holy name. I'll shout to the highest hills, I'll tell it in the valleys low, 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 how you saved my soul, and you made me
based upon a thought of mm-hmm. a thought I had about my father, of course, and then others okay. that are my loved ones who are deceased. And so, and you know, when we make it there, you know, and be able to stand in his reign, in his uh-huh. glory.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's a forethought of, you know, making it into the kingdom of heaven, you know, and, mm-hmm. and being mm-hmm. with the Lord for eternity mm-hmm. and remembering all the things that were told to me while they were
right,
here, while
right.
they were living, and the advice that was given and the love that was given. And so it was a whole lot of variables that helped me write this particular
okay.
Piece. And so that's why I mm-hmm. use the R-E. A-I-G and rain instead of the R-A-I-N, because when
right,
we stand
right.
in his rain, we stand in his majesty, like
mm-hmm.
you're saying, his majesty, in his presence,
right.
in his anointing,
mm-hmm.
in his
mm-hmm.
glory. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so
mm-hmm.
basically this song pretty much details all of that that was going on in my mind at the time when I wrote this one. Yeah.
Okay. And that's, but you have to make that change first in order for you to stand in his reign, correct?
That's right. You have to. You cannot truly experience that presence of God,
mm-hmm.
man, unless you give. You got to give it up. You got to give up everything that
yeah.
would cause a rift or a separation between you
mm-hmm.
and God. It even says that in the Bible. It teaches us that, you know.
Right.
So, you
right.
know, I had to learn that for myself. In order for me to really experience and witness the presence of God for real, not just a lip service.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible teaches
right,
about
right.
that too. A lot of people give lip service. I used to give lip service, but I don't give lip service no more because I'm actually
right.
living the way I need to, so that way I can be in his presence, so I can experience his presence.
Standing
and so,
in his right.
yeah, man.
Right.
So that's why this song is so important
right.
to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the one after that is the healing rain. And so it just talks about basically the healing water. But we're going to go and play the standing rain, standing in your rain, and then we're going to talk about the healing rain. So y'all got to make that change in order to stand in his rain. Here you go.
You got to.
Got to.
Before my life is over. When the morning comes,
in the morning,
just be sure I'll be in glory.
I'll be in glory.
All my work has been done. Lord, please welcome me home. Welcome me home.
To heal
every home, yes,
standing in your
To hear that song, Standing in Your Rain. Can't do it out. Not do it out. That's pretty. That's nice and pretty. It's kind of like a worship song to me. And let's talk about Healing Rain.
Healing Rain, man. You know, when you're, when your soul has been hurt by dealing with people in a sense to where they hurt you to a point to where you are just at a point, man, where you can't even feel, you're numb, man, you know you've been hurt, and you know, and you know, you come to a point where you say, you know, I need God to heal my soul, and that's the healing process that God gives us when he heals your soul from that kind of hurt. And then when you're able to overcome and bounce back from that, and then when God gives you that inner healing, man, I'm telling you, it's a refreshing. It really refreshes your soul. Hey, I mean, he did it for me. So I just want to tell everybody out there, you know, when you get to that place where you've been hurt that bad, and it seems like you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't function, nah, man, the devil is a lie. Get up from there, man, and get back to living again. And let God pour his healing in your soul. Yes, let him do it. Let him do that.
Because then you could stand in his rain. And them changes, you know, it's like, and sometimes you have to go through to get to so that you can do. You know what I mean? Because in order for you to, you have to experience something sometimes for us to actually feel what we need to change in our life. You know, we can keep on going, you know, keep everything doing in rote, just do the same thing. But sometimes you have to get hurt to change.
That's right.
To really make that difference in your life and in somebody else's life. And then like you can tell the story, like, I've been hurt. I've been, you know, damaged. I'm damaged goods. But, you know, I'm past that now. And I can talk about it and I can sing about it. Because not everybody can talk about it and sing about it and still have that peace of mind. So these songs, the Healing Rain that you're going to hear, is you know, it's another, he just has some wonderful music, and it speaks to everybody. It just doesn't speak to a certain group of people. It speaks to everybody, you know, so it doesn't matter, you know, what you're going through. He's got a song for you. If you just listen to all the songs, all the ones in his, quote-unquote, playlist, there is something for you to listen to, just to hear, just to feel good. And if you're down, it's just like, you know, I Need Your Rain and Soul Food and, you know, some of these other songs we're going to be playing and hearing tonight. So we're going to hear Healing Rain, and then we're going to come back and hear some 1970s theme music. So we want, and we're going to also hear from the lovely Miss Angie Austin.
You know just what to do. Heal my soul. Reach out to take your hand. You're the only one who truly understands. Bring me to a place where I can live again. Beautiful soul, let your healing rain fall on me. Let your healing rain fall on me. Let your healing rain fall on me and heal my soul. The storm is over. I thank you for the change. Your joy is my strength. You release the strain. I lift my hands and my voice to you, beautiful soul. Let your healing rain fall on me. Let your healing rain fall on me. Let your healing rain fall on me and heal my soul. Let your healing rain fall, fall, fall down on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the healing rain. It's just like, just pour down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just let it all just go away. Just rain down on me. Just let it all go away into the gooder.
Yeah.
We have listeners from where? From Maryland, Miss Rhonda. She's my ride and die. Hard. She listens to everything. We appreciate her listening. And we have a couple from South Carolina, South Kakalaki, Myrtle Beach. We have Sinful and Blessed. So I think Blessed wants to ask a question, if it's okay, Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. Blessed,
hey.
You're live.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Lee? How you doing, Miss
Don't do it by yourself.
Good. And don't forget Miss Angie.
I know.
Come on, Miss Angie's out here too. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Angie. How y'all doing?
My question is this,
Lee. I'm listening to your catalog and I'm looking very forward to working with you. But how about other people that might want to work with you or might want to clear samples with you? How would they get in contact with you? Do you have an email address, business email address set up that if I heard something and I wanted to use a sample or I wanted to get in contact with you to create or, you know, get in the studio and do some things, could you put the number out there so that everybody can have access to you?
Yeah, I can do that right now, as a matter of fact. And that's a good question because there have been some artists already that have contacted me, and they have sampled some of my music, and I was okay with that. They asked my permission. I gave them okay, and so I love collaborating with people. I travel quite a bit freelancing, and so that's a good question. I will give my contact info right now. For those of you that would like to work with me and you like to sample some stuff that you hear, man, by all means, give me a call. You can email me at LeeAlston, Lee Alston, 1970.LA@gmail.com. That's LeeAlston, Lee Alston, 1970.LA@gmail.com. And you email me, man, I would definitely get back with you. I get emails all the time from LinkedIn, people from LinkedIn as well on the business website. I get a lot of emails on numberonemusic.com where my music is. And so I'll be more than happy to work with anybody out there that's willing to collaborate. Whatever I can do to help, man, I'm here. So, yeah, y'all get at me, man. I'm open for that. Yes, sir. Thank you for asking that question. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and you're on
the
Alignable as well, right?
Yes, I'm on the Alignable as well. I sure am.
Okay.
But I use numberonemusic.com more so because of the playlist I have on there. And my bio is on there as well, my experience. I'm a member of the Society of Broadcast Engineers. And so, you know, for those of you out there listening, I know what I'm doing in the studio, and I know about engineering. I know how to master. I know how to I play multiple instruments for over 40 years now, so I'm very versatile in jazz, hip-hop. Y'all hear what I'm doing. So, yeah, I got to go through all that. Y'all hear what a brother's doing. So y'all going to get at me, y'all. Yeah, and let's work some things out. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to let them know who you are sometime, man. You got to let them know. Got to let them know who you are and what you do and how to reach you. Because there's a lot of people that probably had that same question.
Yeah, I'm on here every Friday live. I'm on here, and we give out the information. The information is given on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn strong. I'm on numberonemusic.com strong. And so, yeah, the people know where to get it. Y'all just have to get with me. You know, so it's, the information is there. And like I tell people on this end, they got my info. I got people knowing me for 30 years, and they still see me. Hey, man, man, you got my number. Call me. So, the info is there. All y'all got to do is call me. I'm giving info out. Holler back at me and let me know. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that question, Bless. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Thank you. So that was very, very, very informative. So you guys heard him. Lee Alston, 1970.LA@gmail.com. But you can mostly find him on N1M.com, which is numberonemusic.com/LeeAlston. So we're going to hear some 1970s theme music. We're going to have some shout-outs by Lee, and then we're going to hear from the lovely, lovely lady of the house. 1970s music. Okay, you ready, Miss Lady?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Message is clear. Ooh, child, look at you now. I see your tears behind your smile. Don't worry, it's gonna be okay. Trust in God, He'll make a way. Hey, mister, I know you miss her. For 3 long years since you kissed her. Feel your pain. Feels all alone, but rest assured, she's in Jesus' arms. Sister, I know you're going through. It seems like you don't know what to do. Mama said everything gonna be just fine. I just talked to Jesus, I had him on the line. Got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it. Just let it move. It ain't hard to understand. God has a master plan. Got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it if we just let it move. It ain't hard to understand. God has a master plan. Sister, brother, stop killing one another. God's love is true, so here's what we do. Can we wrap
I want to give a shout out to M&B Trucking and Salvage here in Clue, Texas, and some of my friends that started their own business here in Clue, Texas. And for all of y'all listening in the Houston area, man, all over the U.S. country, man, y'all give them a holler. That's M&B Trucking and Salvage Company, man. They'll come wherever you are, man, and haul whatever stuff you got that you need done, hot shot, whatever, man. Y'all give them a holler. That's the business I'm spotlighting on tonight. Yeah, M&B Trucking, yeah. So I also want to give a shout-out to Angie on tonight. We get ready to debut her new song, and so I'm going to leave some space open so we can hear that. And, you know, and I just want to say, yeah, man, you know, good job, you know, on this piece. You know, folks that work with me, man, you know, even family members, they'll tell me, man, you pretty firm in the studio. And I say, yeah, man, that does me. I get on here. Yeah, man, I get on here joking and laughing with me. No, man, we ain't in there laughing. Again. We're trying to get some stuff done. Yeah, so, yeah, man. So, yeah, man, so she did a good job. You know, I try not to make that, you know, where she wouldn't, she feel comfortable coming there because they've worked with me before and they know, man, you know, how I am. And it's nothing personal. It's all business because I want it to come out
It
should, you know, come out right for them, you know. So this is her world premiere debut of her song. Woo-hoo! Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm going to have her announce the song. Go ahead. What's the song, Miss Angie?
Hello, everyone out there. This is Angie Alston, and this is my debut song. I've never seen The Righteous Forsaken.
No. Not today and not tomorrow. Let's hear this beautiful song that she's had from a long time ago from what I've been told. And she says, oh, this will be a good song for today. Anything about God is good. It's prevalent anytime. So I've never seen The Righteous Forsaken. Debut, Angie. Let me get this right because I don't want to mess it up either. There we go.
Have you ever been hungry?
Come on, girlfriend.
Jesus will feed you. Have you ever really needed him when he didn't need you?
But there will be more.
Good, good. So are you going to have your own radio station? I'm just messing with you. Do I need to be hosting two stations, or are we going to do this together? That was nice. That was nice.
Thank you.
I've never seen, no, The Righteous Forsaken. That was nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was nice. Go ahead, sister girlfriend. Don't let him keep you in the dark.
I enjoyed doing it. It was fun working with my husband.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I sure was. Did y'all go into diabetic coma with your therapy? Oh, baby, it's okay. You just go over there.
No, that was business. So we had to.
Okay.
We had to focus
like
on what
you said
doing,
earlier,
so.
No, I believe it too. That was beautiful. That was really nice. I like that. You're gonna have to sing, girlfriend, sing. Yeah. So do you do just church music, or do you do other genres as well?
Mainly church music, but mm-hmm. I do a little background on some of my husband's music. And
we know he does different
genres, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you did, because I know there's a song out there, and I know there's a female singing. I didn't know if that was you, but I don't think it was you. I don't think that was you singing. But that, yeah, we got to hear more from Sister Girlfriend, Miss Lee Austin.
Yes, ma'am.
Her email address is, no, I'm just messing.
No.
That was...
It's L-E-E-A-L.
L-E-E-A-L@1970.LA@gmail.com.
There you go.
I got that one down. That was nice. Really. I'm impressed. Don't take much to impress me, but that was beautiful, Sue.
Thank you.
That was nice. So you have anything else up your sleeve, Mr. Austin?
Yeah, I want to just say to number1music.com fans, we had a good night on last night.
Yeah.
Y'all played my jams 3,485 times. Yes.
Woo!
Get out. Woo!
Yeah,
man. 3,485. I think the day before that it was 3,033.
Wow.
And so, man, I mean, yeah, man, I mean, I want to thank y'all for going on there and seeing how I do that there, for real, man. Y'all are just beautiful people, man.
I really thank y'all for your support.
Yeah, man, on number one M, man, so thank y'all so much. And so I want to thank my co-host on this evening, tonight, for coming
Miss
in and doing the show and Angie with her debut song. For the listeners out there, Bless and all the other ones, man, hanging with us on tonight. All of y'all worldwide listening, amen. And I got a new contact over there in Japan now. So, man, I've always wanted to get in Japan. Oh, yeah, man, I'm always wanting to get in there.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that begins to grow a little bit more, my fan base over there. I just give our glory to God because, you know, he gave me this gift to share, and that's what I'm doing. And so I just give our glory to him, man. And so I just want to thank y'all once again for tuning in with us on tonight. And I hope y'all have a blessed evening, and I hope God blesses your life real good, for sure. Yeah, man, much love.
Mm-hmm. Really, for sure. As would you like to say anything else, Miss Angie, before we close out this evening?
Yes, I just want to thank my husband for all of his hard work and for helping me with my song.
Yeah.
And
proud
that it was a debut on tonight's show.
Nice. Yes, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Don't keep that woman in the closet no more. You hear me? Have your aunties and your uncles, play that song. That may be a number one on N1M too. See, that was nice. That was really nice. Bless the heart. Thank you, everybody. It's been wonderful. It's been a great evening, and I'm just happy to be here. Y'all just heard some mellow music, songs straight from the heart. We want to thank you, Lee Austin, and Miss Angie Austin, the lovely wife of Gullah Soul Music out of Freeport, Texas, for allowing us to be in your today. You got some wonderful songs, and we just gonna keep on digging in them crates. And this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs, and you have been listening from the vault, and we pray you enjoyed spending time with us. So please stay safe. You hear there's a tornado coming, hurricane, please pack up and move out.
Yeah.
Because it's no joke. You know, it's no joke. People down in New Orleans, they moved to, not moved, but went to Dallas area and some of the other areas, and some of them are just getting some power and lights on. So please be praying for them and everything else. And for those people still going through COVID, Lord Jesus, 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 please keep them in your prayers. Because it's no joke, y'all. It's no joke. So just, you know, be conscious of those around you. Love on people as much as you can, because you never know when you're going to get that next hug or if you're even going to get that next hug. So we just thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's on the strength, as Lee always says, Golden Music is on the strength. And as we leave, I'm going to leave you with this wonderful song. It's called Face Talk. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote this motif especially for you. And you're probably wondering, what am I going to say? Some people call it pillow talk. But because of my girl and soul style, you know I got to do my thing different. Face talk. Yeah, that's what I call it. Face talk. And you know exactly what I'm saying. I know you can hone in on my vibe right now. Capture. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Lee Austin, God's Soul Music Vault. Fridays, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with my co-host, Ms. Inez. Yeah, y'all. For more of my music, go to numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin to hear more of the Gullah Soul. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, you're in the right place at the right time, in the right moment. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, we're the party, yeah, come on. Oh, yeah, it's right here, y'all, come on. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, have a blessed evening and love on somebody. And make sure that you have a wonderful change. And tune in next Friday, as we are tuning in today. Today is Thursday. We have some changes. But next Friday, join us again, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Y'all, come on. Stay together. Yeah, man. Good night.